Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Dude, I found out some more information for you. Or for you listening, not just you here, but everyone. We're asking about the Jackson family's net worth and whatnot. So I did not know this. Michael did not leave anything to his dad or any of his siblings. He left everything to his kids and his mama, Catherine.
Yep. Okay, well, that makes sense.
And the kids didn't, the brothers and sisters didn't get anything. So Michael's estate's worth $2 billion. Which makes sense.
Debbie got some, right? I think
Debbie Rowe got some, but he had that Beatles publishing and all that stuff. Prince Michael, Paris, and apparently Blanket's real name is BG. B-I-G-I. Is it Biggie? B-I-G-I Jackson. Blanket. He's worth $150 million.
God, I think the kids control it because, you know, the mom was, they took her off or she was spending too much money.
Well, something. Catherine's now below that, but Marlon Jackson, one of the Jackson Five, according to Yahoo Finance UK, which is my source for this, Marlon Jackson's worth $100,000.
Does he spell it like the baseball team?
No, with an O. Marlon.
But I mean, do you...
It sounds like more of a golf course Trump would buy.
Do you have,
I like it.
How many hoes? Marlon Jackson.
Do I get to pick where the hoes are?
If I was leaving my inheritance, I would leave it to my kids instead of my siblings.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and I.
Oh yeah.
And if your mom is the one that's going to help raise your kids when you're gone, or help with that, then I would give her money too. That would make complete sense.
It would make sense. Janet Jackson worth $190 million, which I thought was kind of low, but
that was all hers too, right?
Well, yeah, she made it.
I got one on the line here, a phone call. This says it's personal for you, Matt Man. So it didn't sound like a complaint.
I'm gonna get paid Friday,
but it's for you. So I don't know if you want to take it on the air or what. I mean, again, did not sound like a complaint, but a personal call. So I don't know if you want it. If you want to try
it. Never sounds good. Is it a girl?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
maybe
a girl.
Maybe she's, maybe it's a girl wanting to ask me over for Thanksgiving because she heard my awful plight and I will be spending Thanksgiving alone.
That's sweet.
It's like a Hallmark movie. God, morning show know. DJ. He has family, but they're all going to other places. And there's going to be a thing on Friday, but...
A Friendsgiving, why don't you do that?
Well, it would be Friendgiving.
He's hot and lonely on Thanksgiving.
you and the boy over there can...
Put her through. At this point, gaffes are low. They really are. Unless we can dump out on her and she says something bad. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. I'm sorry if this is weird, but my name's Cammie and I live in Waxhaw.
Hey, Cammy, Waxall. That is right outside of Charlotte, the Queen City. And this is not weird at all, unless you're inviting me to join you on the Maury Povich show or something like that. I don't know. But what's going on there for real?
For the second time.
Okay, well, I've listened to you guys since 2010, and I've never called or emailed or anything. But I heard you a while back mention that you did not go to therapy anymore. And I honestly thought that you were joking at first, like that, you know, I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah, you know what? I was kind of thinking the same thing. So
why?
I thought it was going to turn into like, you know, my new therapist's name is Jack Daniels or, you know, Evan Williams. Or
Jack Daniels, if you please. No, that was real. That was honest to God real. It really was.
Right. No, yeah. Yeah, no, I could tell for, you know, after a second. And I know that you don't owe any of us any explanations, my gosh. But I just wanted to say that when you used to talk about therapy, it really helped me. And it actually inspired me to start seeing somebody years ago. And I have a dissociative disorder. And hearing you be open about that stuff has made me feel normal. You know, like I wasn't broken.
Well, first off, what is normal? I mean, when you find out what normal is, you don't want to be that. You absolutely, you don't want to be that. But that, I mean, like, I ain't going to shy away. That means a lot to hear. I mean, it does. And I never said that stuff for attention. I swear to God, I did it because I figured if I'm going through it, see, that's the thing is we all put out the best stuff on Instagram and all the stuff. And, you know, nobody wants to be the Debbie Downer because we, you know, I mean, we've all been on the other side of it when, oh, Debbie Downer. Blah, blah. But like, I knew very well by saying it that like somebody else was going through similar stuff or worse.
Yeah, but like you've always been like that. I mean, you say the you know, the quiet parts out loud, sometimes too loud, but you know.
That's
like,
true.
You can't really hold back.
I did stop going to therapy, and it's not because I think I've got it all figured out. Definitely far from it. I got to a place where I feel like I learned enough tools to work through like my day-to-day stuff, and I felt like I was, and this is the truth of it right here, and I would love to say her name, my therapist, and it's somebody that I will stay in contact with because she's extremely helpful to me. But I did kind of feel like I was rehashing the same stuff a lot instead of kind of dealing with it. And honestly here, like talking here every morning, I've said it before and I mean it. Like it is kind of like therapy in a way. Like it really is. In a weird way.
I can tell.
You can tell?
No, I can tell. I can tell. I can tell. And you sound lighter lately. Like happier.
Not in my loafers, I hope you're not saying. No, I appreciate that. And listen, I'm glad you hollered at us because like what you said, you know, that it helped you go to therapy. And I've heard dudes say that too, which that means a lot too, because men don't want to talk about having to go to therapy. Like they usually don't want to. And like, I don't know. God, I hope the boss isn't listening right now because he'd bring this up in contract negotiations. Yeah, yes, yeah, apparently you need us too. But like, like it's very therapeutic to come in here and do this, and that's what kind of that and bills really keeps me going.
Yeah.
It does on the hard days. Like, and I try to be very honest with that. Like when I'm in. I can't always come in here and be like all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Hey, good morning, everybody. I never tried to do that, and so that's what keeps me doing it on days when it's tough, the hard days, I guess.
Well, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you and thank you for not being afraid to talk about things people usually hide.
Look at that. Not every personal call is bad, you know? Sometimes people actually like you. That was a good one.
And you know, maybe you weren't expecting a big breakthrough through therapy and dealing with your feelings with a professional would probably be the best way to handle it than, you know, putting him aside and then years later having something happen.
You know, it's true. When you think about chapters of your life and you think about some of those, like, I hate that this is, Cammy, you're sweet. I do not like to show this side of myself because it's, not that I don't mind being vulnerable about it, but like, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. Like, I have not really said this on air, but like, therapy like didn't fix me. It just helped me kind of understand myself and realize that like how I deal with things. The goal is never to stop needing it. It's more to kind of like recognize the storm before it hits, so like I can deal with it better when it does. And if that makes any sense at all, Cammie.
No, that's exactly how my therapist put it, actually, and it's not about being fixed. It's not about being cured. It's not any of that. It's about learning how to live with that noise turned down so that you can function and be present.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing.
And it's for me, when I was going to therapy, I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to just forget about it for a while because it was so painful. And that's why I quit going to therapy, because every day I didn't want to, you know, I dreaded going there to talk about the death.
Dreaded it going before and then afterwards was a couple of days of recovery. And like, and here's the thing, I got to a place, I wasn't having like full on breakdowns or spiral days anymore. And that's a win. And I realized the goal is you're not ever going to be happy 24/7. Nobody is, no matter who they are. But it's like, it's peace. Like, I can live without constant highs as long as I'm not drowning in the lows. Like, that's the thing to remember.
That's pretty deep. I feel like you should put that on a pillow, at least.
As a man.
Put it on a pillow.
Okay. Or a shirt.
Would you put that in your home? Would you decorate? Like, it could say, live, laugh, love, dance like nobody did. Live, laugh, low-grade depression.
Oh, sure.
That is the pillow.
See, you've already got a buyer page.
But see, some days, and I don't know about men, but I can speak for women. Sometimes I need a good therapeutic cry, and I just need to let it go, and it makes me feel so much better.
Well, I mean,
Just to let it all out and to feel better and to get rid of any triggers that's going to make me go back into what made me feel bad.
I still mess up and I have off the air twice, and like, actually, even prior to you calling, Cammie, like, me and Paige had a little fun little moment ago when Fat Boy was taking a real long number two. I was telling her, I was like, look at how long we've been doing this. I said, we've been at each other's throats over the years, and I said, but I still love you, you know, not in the funny little way, but we had a nice little moment or whatever. And I got my family, I got you guys, I got listeners who stuck around me through chaos. Like, be honest, and then like, help me feel like I wasn't just talking into a void.
Well, no, you are definitely not. You're not talking into a void. You have helped more people than you will ever know. And sometimes, I'll be driving.
Yeah.
I'll be driving, and something that you will say, it just lands. Like, okay, he gets it. You know what I mean?
That's all of us, though. I mean, and I thank you for that, but that's all of us. Like, even Fat Boy little nuggets and kernels and stuff will, like, little things he says. And Paige, certainly. Like, Paige is like, Paige, you're like my sister. Like my, you know, one I like. You're, seriously, that's, that means a lot, Cammie, for real. You don't realize how good that makes me feel. I hate, like,
what's like the universe?
Down deep, I hate this side of doing radio like this, but I mean it, though.
The universe works in weird ways, man. It's like you really get what you give, what you put out.
Yeah.
It comes back to you.
It does, definitely.
Ain't it fun, Cammie? Mm. Isn't it fun?
It is. It really is. It's that synchronicity. It's that I'm really glad I called, and I almost didn't. Because I didn't want to make it weird for you.
No, you made my day, Cammie. And I hope you keep listening and keep taking care of yourself, for real. And each other, you know.
Yeah,
for real.
I will. And if you need to speak to someone who's...
call after 10, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Objective and really knows what to help you with, then by all means, go see a therapist.
But you also have to remember, a therapist is just regurgitating what they've been taught. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you guys make me laugh.
Well,
and that's what I love.
Well, they're
you know what I mean? And I will.
You say, and then they're saying, well, how does this make you feel?
Right.
So you're really answering your own questions, and that person is facilitating what you already know.
Listen, young lady, if you hear me like I'm in a bad mood, call in and give me another compliment, Camera, okay?
Oh, Camera. You just renamed her. Live on the show.
My bad, Cammie. You know what? That's a new term of endearment. You're now Saint Camera of Waxhaw.
Camera.
Well, I'll take it.
There she is.
I will take it.
All right. Take care of yourself. St. Camera, thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Are you single? Okay, thank you. All right. Very good. She had a nice speaking voice.
She's very nice.
She did. Nice speaking voice. She's probably a dom.
The best for.
Well, dirty dom.
She got a basement full of subs right now. Just I wish I had a basement full of subs.
Oh, you do, don't you? You wish Jared
yours
was down there feeding them to you.
Ah, God.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, a close personal friend texted and said that woman was horny.
And she wanted you to come up to Waxhaw to wax her hall.
Waxhaw is a very nice area.
Where's that?
Right outside of Charlotte.
How nice.
Yeah, but shouldn't we change the name of, you know, IT? I mean, come on. That just seems.
Waxhaw?
No, you know, like another city up there, you know. Certain trail named after a certain group of
people. Oh, Native American Trail.
Yeah, like it's, you know, I mean, come on.
You know,
like, and look, I got issues with North Carolina too. Black Mountain. I mean, that seems biting, to be honest with you.
You know, that's where Big Brown is from. So think about that for a minute. Big Dude. Brown for Black Mountain.
Brad Johnson too. Super Bowl winning quarterback.
And furthermore,
just look into it, is all I'm saying.
I wondered that myself if she was I'm checking my Instagram, see if she's connecting on there.
Oh, yeah, see if she'll reach out.
No, but, she was just being nice. She's probably just married and just being nice.
Plus, she's dealing with some stuff, you know, you just don't want to. So, I don't know what she said she had. Like, I know it, but I don't know what that means. Dissociative disorder.
So, that's a bunch of different stuff. It could be, like, anxiety. It could be, like, you always, you know, memory loss, I think, is another thing of it.
So I might have that then.
It can be a bunch of different things. You know how when people like they have those like, oh, okay, so like Balin. It's kind of the sister more the anxiety sister.
Yeah, well, Balin's got the OCD, the anxiety, something else I can't remember.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a bunch of stuff. I mean, everybody's got something. You just maybe never went and got it checked out or. Did a live test on the radio. I got to catch up on that show.
Plus, do you think that more people have more stuff now, or it's just it was never addressed?
So, you know, maybe we were talking off the air the other day about how there was a kid in my neighborhood when I was growing up that he was in school with us. Something was off. And the only thing anybody ever said was, he's a little slow. So I don't know. He was taking care of himself, you know, going to class and all this stuff. But like, there, you know, so I don't know that there were special classes per se then, or if the stuff was identifiable as it was or whatever. But like, you know, it all, it's not something you're necessarily being born with. Like your childhood kind of molds it, maybe even to a degree.
You know what sucks is if you were in those classes, and this is bad to say, you were in there because it was obvious that you had something wrong with you, you know.
Yeah.
The other kids that had something wrong, but it wasn't obvious, they just put them on Ritalin.
Right.
And put them in regular class.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's wild. Speaking of being married.
And we stole the Ritalin.
You know, I thought I knew who this was at first until I gandered at the screen page. I glanced at it. But they may not who I thought. It says here that it's Jay Cool-Ass Collie.
What?
Collie.
I thought it was Cooley. Have you changed your name or is this a different person? Is this a dog?
It's the same person.
It's Cool-Ass Cooley. Fat boy misspelled your name as Collie.
Screen's too far away.
He also says you're married to the rapist. What does that mean?
What?
I've been married to a therapist for 14 years, and I'm going to tell you, it's great, man. It's great. It's weird how everything's just calm, and any kind of situation that comes along during the day, I go home an hour, I'm fine. It's just like it's in her genes. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah,
she talks like she tries to analyze you or... Maybe you're up for it. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just practice for it, you know. Yeah. But
does she play like certain music or you know, does she have the crystals and the bells and all that stuff?
No, it's just talking, man. I mean, she's actually getting ready to do her own private thing. Nice. She's worked for the state for 20 years, but she's going into private practice. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just great. I don't know how they do it, but they get in there and just make everything calm.
So if she works for the state, she has to talk to people that I guess come to her through the system.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's got to be interesting.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be real tough.
Hard. Yeah. What she listens to every day.
That's why she's kind of getting ready to retire and do her own private
What does your wife think about you know, using the use of medicine versus therapy?
She's on the line. I mean, you know, she definitely thinks that there's some people that has the need for
chemical imbalance.
But I mean, you know, a lot of it can be worked out.
Yeah.
Just through time.
So she's a psychologist and not a psychiatrist. So that's the difference between dealing with people that have chemical imbalances.
Yeah, well, we won't go as far as psychiatrist. She's a therapist. That's the next step up. But you know.
And so she can't prescribe.
No.
But she can't prescribe.
See,
she can recommend, but she cannot prescribe.
I will tell you,
are you skiing down a mountain by chance?
He is. Watch out for the jump at the bottom. What are you doing, riding with the windows down?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm driving to Columbia.
Sorry.
That's the radon level's going off then.
Oh.
I like Columbia. Shout out, Casey.
No, that's cool.
Shaping.
You know, I got to say, though, it would maybe drive me crazy being married to one just because I would think they're always psychoanalyzing me.
Well, yeah, like you said.
I do, but I kind of like it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, at least you ain't got to pay $1.50 every time you go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
Lord.
You know, like,
cool ass. You have a great, what day is it? Thursday. You have a good Thursday.
Well, one more note, too. I spent the last 2 weekends ago, I spent the weekend in Waxhaw, North Carolina, and I'm going to tell you, that's a fine place, man.
They have a nice little downtown.
Horny women, too, evidently.
Horny women.
Great little downtown.
Yeah.
And a great little brewery that's up there called Middle James Brewery. If you get up there, go. Definitely worth it.
Look at you free plugging for beer.
Look at you.
All right. Cool ass Collie. You have a good morning, sir.
Collie.
Have a good
morning. Good day.
See you, dude. Hey, what's up with the city of Pickens installing a warning siren? What is that about?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something they had a long time ago they want to put back in.
I saw that blaring on the screen, like, oh Lord, what's happening? They're putting in a siren, a warning siren.
Oh, well.
Just scare the piss out of the old people.
They took out all the old bells that they used to use for things like that. Where did those bells go?
Shouldn't there be a warning siren in every community?
I think it's the text now, though, right? I mean, I assume. Mine went off the other day with a Amber Alert.
You want to take another call?
In Georgia, which I thought was kind of strange.
Okay.
I was like, I travel around. Another call, good morning. Fat Boy didn't put on the screen because he thought he would probably misspell your name. So I don't
know. It's because I know exactly why they're going on.
It's Lopper.
I'm glad you called. Talk about somebody who knows all that. I mean, you do.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about that a lot.
The soy sauce blue ramen.
Oh, Lord. Not that again.
Look how good this is.
Hard to find.
I went looking
I keep
for
looking.
That.
I know. I keep looking for it now.
I went to the store.
Because your head comes up in a thought bubble when I see ramen everywhere.
The blue
package. Good. I'm glad.
And in other instances too. Mm-hmm. What's that word?
Instances.
Yeah.
Instances.
I can't even make a perverted joke without getting out of my own way.
Are you trying to make an incest joke?
No, I was trying to say, like, you know, I thought about him a lot, but the word wasn't coming to my head.
He went into the international food section and looked like I did. We all do.
I love how they call it the international food section.
Yeah, international
well,
food.
Let's call it what it is.
It is what non-American it is. Food.
That's why I'm trying to get it named.
There should be people booing you when you go down that aisle. Boo! American food
on.
Only.
Come on.
Hamburger meat. Pizza.
Hamburger meat.
Yum, yum
grilled cheeses.
That's what I need.
Oh, Lord.
Where's my yum, yum?
Tim, are you horny?
Egg roll.
You horny, Tim?
Don't lie.
Am I what? No, not at all.
All right.
I'm actually curious, though, could lead to someone being horny.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What's the curiosity?
I'm curious. Well, you know, I listen intently, and, you know, you guys throw a lot of information out there, so there's no way I can remember anything and everything. But there's something Fatboy and Paige said a couple weeks ago that I'm blown away by.
Oh.
And it's the fact that you gave up on your bird feeders.
Oh, yeah,
you just
yeah.
Stopped?
Well, I had read that the hummingbirds are gone for the season. And I got tired of fighting the squirrels, to be honest with you, man.
I didn't, yeah. My squirrel was murdered. Pooh was
now, you made it sound like you had a fun weekend. Somebody murdered
some
a squirrel.
Some kind of ritual sacrifice? Or,
I think the
somebody hungry.
The neighborhood cats got him.
Oh, excuse me.
Or my dog killed it because it was found inside my house.
My squirrel was murdered.
My squirrel got murdered this weekend.
I come home and there's a dead squirrel inside my house. So I didn't want to set up the birds to be killed by these kids.
Let me ask you a question, Paige.
Well, that's a perfectly logical explanation, Paige.
Like, she might have sleep murdered the squirrel.
Do you ever think about moving? Like, I know where you live and I thought it was like a pretty like nice part of town, but the way you make it sound like everything's coming to you. Wild animals.
How
the hood.
Nice would it be if your neighbors offered you oral sex when you got out of the car? Are you kidding me?
God, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
Sounds just awful.
No. Well, when you have animals and they have a dog door and they're by themselves, I don't know what they do. I saw it on camera that the dog brought in the squirrel.
So you did see what happened?
Because she's got the doggy door.
Yeah.
Situation.
So I didn't know how the thing died. I don't know. And she just put it there, which was strange. And maybe she just wanted to tell me that Pooh died. And here's Pooh, because I don't think she killed it.
Did the squirrel just freeze? Because I just found out about the iguanas in Florida.
The squirrel was just
What about
dead.
The iguanas in Florida?
They freeze and they fall out of trees and you think they're dead, but they're not dead.
They're, playing possum?
They're just paralyzed. They'll thaw out and they'll walk off.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They'll knock you right
too.
Off the face.
It will, man. They're just falling out of trees.
God. I still am amazed how bears hibernate. Like, that's incredible.
They
to me.
Form butt plugs, like, naturally.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
and they wipe with rabbits.
But I did have a hummingbird feeder where I put the sugar in and waited to see if I can find a hummingbird out there.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's weird, is I never once put up a hummingbird feeder. I was talking about, like, the bird seed bird feeders. So, but you've actually, Paige, do not get a bird feeder.
Yeah, don't.
No, because I feel like I don't want to hurt the birds with a cat.
Luver, if you knew where she lived, you'd be very surprised at what she talks about as far as, like, you know, goings on at her house. Animals.
Not my house. I have a big park down at the end, so there's, like, you know, snakes and animals that run around.
Ooh, slithery stuff.
I'm going to get you, Paige. I'm going to get you, doggy door.
You talk about the special park?
You're going to be reading the script. I'm going to go be pants legging, bite you on the na-na.
I'm going to murder your squirrel.
Don't get you.
Go hide in the toilet.
I'm going to get up in there.
I'm going to get you.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
You have a good morning, my friend.
Hey, thank you for answering my question.
Hey, the ramen
and
search
might need
continues.
Therapy.
Yeah, I'll go down the international anytime for you.
Hey, they just offered us webcam therapy. For real. Yeah, so I guess that's like the new thing going around.
What, webcam therapy? I did it for that during COVID for a while like that. I didn't like it as much. And and to answer the questions on text, I don't lay down. No one does that. Tim, you've been to therapy. Have you ever laid down? No, there ain't no chairs in there to lay down.
You're eye to eye speaking to that person.
Yeah, right? There's that little round table, and you're sitting there.
Yeah,
and she's nodding everything that you say.
And she's writing and taking notes.
Yes, I'd like to read those notes sometimes.
Give me your notes.
Yeah,
Tim, we're gonna roll, brother. Good to talk to you.
Hey, y'all, roll on.
Ryan, roll on.
Oh, hang on a second.
Uh-oh, Looper. Bonus question.
Looper, do you know about this siren they're putting in Pickens? What is it?
I think it's to, like, warn for weather and tornadoes. Which
so y'all haven't
had earthquakes. Those are new.
You know, kind of need to know what's going on. Yeah. If you're sleeping,
I thought it was just to scare the old people, which I was going to be for it, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You're not watching TV, so you do need a siren.
I love scaring old people.
I saw you.
Third time, Tim. Goodbye. Au revoir, Tim.
I'm hanging up for real.
All right. One, two, three.
One, two, set.
Three.
Because Big Brown doesn't do us.
He's still there?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Au revoir.
Maybe I'm always here. I never leave.
Yeah, I'm iridescent.
Yeah. I'm talking to you in South Korean, whatever that is.
Ramyun or whatever.
Need you on.
Ramyun.
Ramyun.
Ramyun. All right, we will take a break. Oh, okay, so my child reads...
The soy sauce blue ramyun.
I don't know what this means. This text says, my child reads a manga that talks about ramyun. What?
What is a manga?
What is that anime.
Propaganda from the Axis of Evil?
That's MAGA.
This infiltrated R.
Oh, no,
way
I mean, that's not MAGA.
Oh, you said it.
I need some help working on
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh!
It's like you were Skate Lane USA again.
Damn.
Oh, good times.
Oh, I want to try to get to Matthew Wilder?
It is Matthew Wilder.
Yeah. As Dash's uncle.
It might be related. Is Here it? You go.
Nailed it.
I had a way to find you. A real long way to find you.
It's amazing. This was like a number one song.
One hit wonder.
Yeah. They don't make music like this anymore.
Oh, you got to hit the chorus. Go.
He would sing in the rain.
Make my stride.
Ghost would.
What fun. Is this your motivational jam?
I like it.
When life gets you down, keep your stride.
Just
does that sound like a pill commercial, right? Not the one Diddy sampled. He sampled this. You know? Yeah, it was, can't nobody hold me down.
Oh, no. Yeah. He didn't just sample it. He ripped it off.
He did rip it off. But look at him now. He's in prison getting drunk every day.
Oh, well, good for him.
He got in trouble with toilet wine.
He's got hooch.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? I did not know that.
He got in trouble with it. Let me tell you what was in it, because it was interesting, actually.
Yeah, what? I've always heard
did he have?
About jail wine and the toilet wine and all that stuff. The closest thing I've ever done to it was make a PJ in a bathtub, which,
that's
again,
your bathtub,
it,
by the way.
It got a buddy of mine, Chad's bathtub, which is really weird, because, you know, I understand bathtubs, and they can be cleaned and stuff, but... Then when you're sitting there and you got a good buzz at a dude's bathtub and you start thinking about his mom and dad taking a bath in that damn thing, you're like, ah! There is hairs and such. Residue and whatnot.
So the homemade prison wine is fermenting sugar, fruit, and water. And they let it sit for 2 weeks.
Mm.
So, and it sits in the water in a bag?
I think it sits in, would it, in the toilet maybe?
Wouldn't you be afraid of bacteria in a bathtub? And the things
in jail in general.
Yes. Yeah, really.
I wouldn't do it.
Anything I've taken in my body in jail, I think would be
anything
good.
Where you're naked and,
food-wise,
and body fluids maybe passing through that, I wouldn't consume.
No.
Just me.
No.
But I did when I was younker. I didn't care. We'd have liquor out of a bathtub.
See,
he's working in the chapel.
But that,
Oh, it was Fanta. Fanta, sugar, and apples.
Oh.
And it was 2 weeks to ferment into an alcoholic substance.
Fanta has a very interesting history, if you can stomach it. It's got a very interesting history.
So as far as like where it comes from,
why it's in existence.
What do you call the store in prison? The commissary?
Commissary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Commissary.
Yeah.
So I guess he has to have money that people put into the commissary for him to get that?
I was always told to go in with some cash. You know, because you can convert
cash,
it over.
Cash?
That you have it?
Yeah. Well, maybe I heard that wrong. They're saying they'll take the cash. Some guards, you know, when they process you. I say when I got processed, you get butt naked. You got to, like, you know.
Did you have to, though, or you just chose to on your own accord?
Well, you have to when you go in because, you know, they watch you change. They do the check.
You have to pick up your boys and let them give a look-see?
And you had to bend over and, you
know. I saw that movie. Bend over.
That's
really spread your legs.
Wow.
Lift up your blank sack.
Did they put you in stirrups? Yeah.
Like all that stuff. And then the dude's just
put a glove,
like,
on and go up his rectum.
The guy's just looking at you, which is kind of odd. But then you get your, you know, your clothes, your plastic slippers. Then you go to a holding cell and wait for a peanut butter and applesauce sandwich.
Did he chuckle a little bit when you were getting disrobed?
No. See, I don't know if it's like he's used to seeing.
Did you get cat calls from the boys in the cells?
No, it's just you and the guy. You and the guard.
Oh, boy.
CO or whatever.
Did he give you a smile afterwards or frown?
No, those guys are. I mean, look, if that's his job, looking at BHs all day.
Oh.
Not good ones.
Yeah.
Like hot chicks.
Most people do that are like proctologists and get paid a lot.
It's like
he's just looking for, like, you know.
He's just looking for drugs.
They're
in
looking
a butt.
For bumps.
He's like on an Easter egg hunt, looking for boofed drugs.
Like he's hoping something pops out.
So let's go back to Diddy, because I'm wondering how you get enough to ferment, though. I mean, he'd have to keep going back to the commissary or whatever. How does he get the food?
I don't know. I can tell you that. The communication system is very elaborate, man. These guys are passing notes on fishing lines, like calling them kites. They fly them up under doors.
Oh, kites.
So they'll, you know, they trade coffee back and forth. When you actually do see these guys, sometimes you might have a guard that might, you know, pass a honey bun or something to another block.
All right.
Another dorm.
That's so they're showing that a economy can be based on bartering.
Yes, absolutely.
A cash-free. I saw that article the other day. I actually read it where it said Gen Y thinks that cash is cringe.
Who's Gen Y? Like age group now. 20?
Yeah, no. Let's younger. See. I'm X. You're Y. No, what are you?
Millennial. Elder millennial.
Elder millennial. So I guess it's like my daughter's age, 20s, early 20s. Anyway, it said they think cash is cringe and that people have a lot of it are gross. Like, okay.
I'm just
kidding. That's going to be Bischoff. That's the follow-up sequel. Controversy creates cash. You can do cash is cringe.
Cash is cringe. Let it be cringe. Just
bra money is cringe.
You
we talked about
just
that.
To carry dollars around their
yes,
dirty.
Their debit card. Like they're just like, go ahead and give me the mark of the beast now.
Yeah.
Put it in my eyeball, whatever.
I don't carry around that much cash, but if you want a tip,
but it ain't
I'll
cringe.
Take it.
If you own a business, well, cash is king.
I'm gonna take your tips. I don't care.
Do you have a pocket in your bra? Because I know ladies that have like big Triple H. Size boots.
I don't want anything that has any kind of form of bacteria close to my skin. And do you know how many people handle money? So when I count money, I usually use sanitizer and wash
my clearly
hands.
You've never satisfied a man with your breasts.
I thought you were going to say, do you know how many people have handled my jugs?
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.